This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frieda Liu. It's Open for Business. Yes, we're all back from a long holiday. I'm here with Sivanathan Subramanian from Cyber Intelligence. Now, every business has critical digital assets that needs to be protected. Otherwise, drawbacks could reach the level of identity theft. Cyber Intelligence focuses on information security, where they provide both solutions and also customized training courses to adjust the needs of business and personal users. Welcome to the show, Siva. You know, your background was previously with cybersecurity.
Good morning, Frieda.
Yeah. So, and then now you've started your own business.
Yes, started this own business back in August 2010. Started off by one-man show.
You're it?
Yeah. working from the comfort of my home. Uh-huh. And then we grew from there to about 10 good employees in 2012.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this whole idea of a computer, this forensic cyber intelligence, right? You know, what's your USP compared to other places? Because there are a couple of other players in this area too.
That's right. I mean, there are a number of players out there. So in the last 4 years, we were trying to find our niche. Mm. And I'm happy to mention that we have found our niche where we're going to focus on information security awareness and behavior management. Okay. So, and as we speak right now, we are about to launch our new product. Uh-huh. By end of this month, it will be in the market. Right. So it's going to be called Security Elevate. So there will be a new website launched for this particular product, where securityelevate.com. Okay. So Security Elevate will focus in two major areas. One is information security awareness elevation. Okay. And one more is information security behavior elevation. So the difference is, now awareness is what you know, right? Whereas behavior is what we but what you do. So we decided to break this into two because they are two very different things. Now, just to track back a little, if you ask any information security professional, they will all agree that the weakest link in an organization is the human layer.
You have the best protection from the outside. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the weakest link. But if you ask how are they addressing this weakest link, you can see that not much is being done. Mm. So we realized that there's one area that we can really focus on and try to sell our consulting services and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah. So you were saying there are two areas. The first area is awareness, right? Yes. So what happens here at awareness? So there's a lot of education.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there are two things here, awareness and training. Mm. And there's also a misconception. Awareness is about building a culture in an organization, whereas training is building a specific skill set for an individual. Mm-hmm. So here, sometimes people always use awareness training. So what we provide is a set of awareness training with measurability. Now, the biggest issue in an organization is when you approach top management, that you say, hey, look, you know, the weakest link is human layer, and then we have to invest in training. But training costs money, and then you cannot justify the cost because there is no proper tool to measure the effectiveness. So what we provide is a set of portal. You get a dedicated portal, set of videos in certain topics, infographics, digital newsletters, posters, assessment certificates, quizzes, where you can run a continuous awareness program in an organization.
Right. And they can make all the mistakes they like there.
Yes, they can do whatever they want to do. And at the end, we will be able to measure the progress, the awareness level.
Yeah. Okay. So, and usually what happens here, people just are not aware. I mean, what are some scenarios in this first aspect when you're trying to educate people? What are usually people not aware of?
Yeah. Usually, people are not aware of the threats out there. Typically, I would say humans are very vulnerable to attacks. If you look at the attack scenarios in the industry, the attackers are no longer attacking your information infrastructure through your network security or perimeter security because they are all quite well guarded. So they realize that the weakest link, as I mentioned, the human layer, because it works. The typical attack vector here is phishing or spear phishing. I'm sure you heard about it before.
Phishing, right? Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, I mean, the attackers use phishing attacks to get into the network. Mm-hmm. Now, why this works is because humans are generally greedy, curious, gullible, they are fearful, ambitious. So they see any sort of email crafted specific to their needs or touching on their feelings. The chances are they'll click on the link or download the attachment and so on.
Yeah. Okay. So like, okay, maybe because I do these shows all the time, right? I wouldn't, right? If I, but, you know, if it's a bit more, you know, a friend that normally does not send me a mail that says, check this out, suddenly sends me an email. I'm like, I don't know this person. So does that, is that part of the awareness training program?
That's right. Okay. That's right. So we try to educate the general workforce about typically stop, think, and ask. See, you have to be very cautious because human mind is conditioned to trust email because email is the number one communication channel at the moment, in whether in your personal life or work related matters, right? So, and also human mind is conditioned to be responsive. You receive an email, you think that you must respond. So in the case of spear phishing, if which is a targeted attack, if it looks like coming from an executive from the company, the chances are very high that you will respond or by clicking on it.
Right.
So, but you should stop and ask, will my colleague send this kind of email? If you are not sure, do not click on it. Maybe you should call up the person and ask, did you send this email? Just to ensure that the legitimacy of that particular email.
Okay.
So know, these are the kind of things we
you
teach.
Have to call, you know. People don't like to call anymore. Have there been some examples of, you know, through your work of organizations, you know, some of the things that have happened?
Well, there are so many. We can't name names. I mean, I can't name names, of course. But like, for instance, in we engaged with one of these huge public listed company. When we approached them, we talked about the human layer security and whatnot. They said, no, we are pretty secure. We have invested hundreds of thousands of ringgit in next gen firewall and so on. Then we said, okay, let's do an assessment and see. It's like a simulated attack kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when we did, they were shocked to see like how many, I mean, a big percentage, actually close to about 70-80% of the attack target fell victim to our simulated attack. So then that became a business case for us to go and convince the management, look, you know, we have to have a continuous information security awareness program in place. And continuously, you do assessment to analyze the behavior of your employees. And then we can see that, you know, the click rates have been reducing tremendously.
So you're saying there's phishing and then there's also spear phishing. So spear phishing is very targeted.
That's right.
Dear Frida, you know, I met you this morning.
Exactly. I can go back and send you a spear phishing email.
Oh, don't do that. Okay. So and then, of course, you also do behavior management. Okay. So this is apart from awareness, where do you take them then with behavior management?
Well, the idea came about basically like, okay, I give you an analogy. Driving license, right? So if I ask you, do you have a driving license? You say yes. That shows that you have passed the exam, you obtain your driving license, which means you are aware of the rules and regulations of
aware,
the road, right? But if I ask you, are you a safe driver? Not necessarily so, right? Because that entirely depends on how you behave on the road.
Okay.
So same goes to information security. If you ask any employee in a workforce, are you aware of, say, your information security policy or your password policy? They say yes. But do you practice? Not necessarily, you know? So then we realize there's a huge disconnect. So people always get this wrong sense of security by just measuring the awareness level without measuring the behavior level. So we go one step forward by measuring the behavior of the workforce.
Yeah.
One is, for instance, you know, we do social engineering, simulated attacks, observations, interviews, and so on and so forth. And then you can see the awareness level can be 80%, but the behavior level only 40%.
Right.
So that is, then we customize the awareness program to target this group of people, you know, who have not been scoring at the appropriate level, with more reinforcement of knowledge and so on.
Because you see a lot of people still, you know, there was a survey that came out worldwide, people still, password is password and 123456, right? So you know that you need a password, but whether you're changing it is another, the behavior that needs to change.
Correct.
All right, I'm here with Sivanathan Subramanian of Cyber Intelligence. We'll continue our conversation right after this in Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Business-filled minds, BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. Sivanathan Subramanian from Cyber Intelligence here. We're talking about a business he started about 5 years ago now.
That's right.
Right, focusing on cybersecurity, obviously. And two of the things that you talk about is awareness, education, and also management education, which is completely two different things, right? When you talk about IT security, it's never going to be a sunset industry, isn't it? People are just going to continue to need security.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's the right industry to be from. So like when you talk about your revenues though, and these are the new products that you got, currently where are most of your revenues coming from? Consulting and education, I take it.
Yeah, currently about 90 to 95% of our revenue coming from consulting, information security consulting.
And do you find that most of your clients are just the larger organizations and not so much the SMEs?
There is a good mix in it. Our clients are across board, like we have GLCs, government agencies, telcos, banks, almost all verticals,
right.
I would say. Yeah.
So the bigger corporations?
Yeah, the bigger ones, yeah.
SMEs are not...
Well, SMEs, there are one or two, but usually SMEs always think that they are not the
vulnerable.
Target of attacks.
Okay.
They are not vulnerable. They think that, you know, the information that they have are not attractive enough for the cyber criminals, so to speak.
Okay. Give me some scenarios where, you know, companies that don't think it's important, but, you know, we've seen all sorts of things, Sony being attacked for credit card information. What are the scenarios when someone says, oh, I'm in a manufacturing plant, what kind of information would you need from me? What kind of information would you want, why would you want to hack my site?
Yeah, for instance, if you're talking about manufacturing plant, there are a lot of things that I can steal from you, like for instance your business plan, your future plans, your sales target for the next couple of years,
right?
And also if you have any you know, some industrial drawings, patents, there are so many things that I can just steal, you know.
Oh,
competitors.
Wow.
There are a lot of espionage going on from businesses to businesses.
Okay, so you just need to put the click on the malware and there you have it. I've got all this information. In terms of the R&D that you do, though, you know, do you do a lot of R&D?
Yes, yes and no. We have like innovation labs and so on to come up with new ideas. But usually on the development side, we outsource because at the moment we are a very small team, just six of us. So we do not want to incur too much of cost in managing the resources. So when we develop some ideas, what we do is we outsource to our trusted partners to come up with a product. Yeah.
Is it difficult to find people to, you know, with these skills?
Yes, it's not that easy. One is finding the talent. Second is retaining. So, you know, you train this talent and all, and then after that, they 2 or 3 years down the road, you see that, you know, some big players will just...
And that's the thing, right? You still have to train them, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, you want to stay, you want them to stay as well.
Correct.
So when you think of course, you know, April, every business thinking about GST and all that, you know, is that going to be going to affect your business majorly? Or people will have to spend on security anyway?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know? Correct. I'm not so sure how it's going to affect my business because we have not implemented that yet.
Okay.
But I believe maybe the effect will be marginal for our business.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, you know, everybody sort of like wait and see.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, some things are necessary, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, when you talk to clients as well, or potential clients, you know, it's always having to show them before they're convinced that they need to invest in security or education around security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find that. So when you think about 2015, is that what's the plan for this year to just focus on these two areas?
Yes. I mean, last year we launched a product called ComSuite. It was in-house developed product with outsourced development. Mm-hmm. That tool focuses on risk assessment for ISO 27001. It's an information security management system.
Right.
Now we aspire to come out with new product at least once a year. Mm-hmm. So this year, as I mentioned earlier, we're gonna launch the Security Elevate product.
Right.
So 2015, we're gonna focus on these two, ComSuite and also Security Elevate. And I think more than 90% of revenue will come from these two.
Okay, yeah. So Security Elevate, how is that, what product is that?
Is the security awareness and behavior analysis.
Okay, so that product, so that's going to be around. It's largely training, but also a lot of hands-on training.
That's right. It's awareness training where you will be educated on certain subjects. Like, for instance, we advise our clients to pick a topic that they want to educate the workforce for. Say, phishing. You want your employees to be aware of phishing. So we advise our clients to take the particular topic and run awareness on the particular topic for at least 2 months. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of organizations make mistakes by
one day training,
half an hour or half a day, get everyone in the classroom and try to teach them. It's not going to work. It's not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. The reason being, like, you know, I've done it many, many times, and then I realized that if it's a half day session,
your behavior has not changed.
Not changed at all. Not only the behavior, you see that after half an hour, the attendees will start falling asleep because it's too much things cramped up in a day. So when we think about awareness, we think like drip irrigation.
Okay.
You know, drip irrigation is like, you know, you want to grow a plant. There's no point of pouring one pail of water in one day and think that, you know, it's sufficient for the entire year. It doesn't work that way because the plant can only absorb that much of water. So the drip irrigation concept is like, you know, you break it up across 1 year. So you come up with probably, like, you know, 10 to 20 minutes of learning time in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you focus. You focus on particular topic, like, you know, and also you you mix and match the way you convey your awareness topics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say you start off with a video on phishing in the first week of February. And then you move on in the second week or third week of February with infographic. And then you send some a nice game about, you know, how you can protect yourself from being a victim of phishing. And then the following month, you send a quiz to gauge their understanding about phishing. So you got to make it fun. And another important thing here is that I'm sure you always hear that, you know, phishing awareness messages talking about do not click on links, do not do this, do not reply and all that. But poor employees, you know, they have not visualized what could go wrong if they click.
Okay.
So the visualization is key. What we do, we give the employees, our clients, the visualization. If they click on a link, what happens to you?
Right.
What happens to your identity? What happens to your bank account? Okay. What happens to your computer? So the visualization is important. That's what we do.
Okay, so they actually experience it in a safe environment.
Yes, I mean, I like the word experience because we believe that learn from experience.
Mm.
So the behavior part that I mentioned.
And hopefully not real life experience, you know.
Exactly.
So before it becomes real life, they can actually learn from this. Okay, so that's the kind of training over, you know, so drip irrigation, you call it, drip feeding them a little bit by a little bit. And ideally, I guess with organizations, all employees should be trained and not just limited to a few people.
Exactly. From the janitor right up to the top executive. In fact, it'll be good. That's why I call it awareness program for the workforce, not employees. Workforce means, you know, you include your contractors, if you can, your third-party vendors, your freelance consultants. So it's good practice that whoever comes into your organization understand the information security policy of your organization.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Sivanathan Subramaniam from Cyber Intelligence. You've been listening to Open for Business. Up next, Dire Straits. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.